Obi-Wan bit back an impolite epithet. Politicians. Senator, we have been through this already. The Sith are Jedi business, not yours. Wrong, Organa snapped. Given my security duties, they are very much my business, and they're going to stay my business for as long as I'm the one receiving the coded information about them. Now, it seems to me we have a choice, Master Kenobi. Either we can sit here till sunrise arguing, or we can agree that, like it or not, you and I are about to become much better acquainted. Obi-Wan stared. Meaning? Meaning I have a fully provisioned ship standing by. It's nothing fancy or particularly fast, and it's a bit on the small side, but it's spaceworthy and civilian-registered. No senatorial or Alderaanian connections. It'll get us to Zagula without drawing undue attention or breaking down, you have my word. Especially since, at the risk of sounding immodest, I happen to be an accomplished pilot. The man was so ridiculously cocksure. How very like a politician to believe his limited power to control events is, in fact, unlimited. Senator, I don't wish to be rude, but I must point out to you that there is a great deal of difference between comfortable core-world hopping and deep space expeditions. Organa's eyebrows pinched in a frown. No. Really? Really, Obi-Wan said, letting a little of his impatience show. In the event that I become incapacitated, are you saying you can strip down a malfunctioning hyperdrive unit, correctly identify the problem, replace its faulty components, or improvise new ones, and reassemble it to full performance capacity? Organa grinned. A standard LT-5 unit? Yes. Did it last week, as a matter of fact. It's good relaxation, and I like to keep my hand in. Time myself just for the fun of it. 38 minutes, how about you? 38 minutes, he thought. That was 3 minutes faster than his own best time. How aggravating. I am mechanically proficient. So that makes two of us. Any more questions? Yes, there was one, something Organa had said earlier. What did you mean when you said first coordinates? Organa's grin vanished. I told you these are very cautious people we're dealing with. They'll guide us to Zagula in several stages. Us. Obi-Wan shook his head and thought, letting him accompany me is a very bad idea. Then he said, Senator, you must reconsider. Your place is here in the Senate. Be guided by me and remain on Coruscant. The last time I looked, Master Kenobi, I wasn't your Padawan, said Organa, shrugging. I don't need to be guided by you. And who knows, I might even come in handy. Come in handy, he thought. This man was insufferable, a typical politician, after all, obsessed with power, control, and turning a situation to his personal advantage. Oh yes, I'm Senator Bail Organa, the man who saved the Jedi when they couldn't save themselves. For the second time, Obi-Wan stood. I very much doubt that. And if anything untoward should happen to you, it would be most unfortunate. So, on behalf of the Jedi Council, I thank you for your information, Senator, and request that you take no further action in this matter. He was halfway across the apartment's spacious entry hall when Organa came after him. Master Kenobi, wait. At the touch of Organa's fingers on his shoulder, he spun around, a heartbeat from reaching for his lightsaber. Organa stepped back, hands raised, eyes suddenly wide and watchful. Sorry, no disrespect intended, he said. I only want you to hear me out. Heart thudding, Obi-Wan took a step back himself and slowly, deliberately, clasped his hands before him. I'm too tired to be here. My judgment is clouded, he thought. I should not have come. Senator? Look, said Organa, and he put his hands down. We both want the same thing, right? The Republic safe, the Sith stopped. And like it or not, without my contact, you've got nothing. Are you really going to let Jedi pride get in the way? Pride has nothing to do with this, Senator, he said, uncomfortably close to losing his temper. The Sith are dangerous. How many more times must I tell you before you believe me?